Good morning, my Walking with Jesus friends. As I've continued to pray about walking with Jesus, I believe God has given me a fairly clear perspective on several distinctives of walking with Jesus from all other daily Bible devotionals that are available online, and also a clear picture of 21 different distinct groups of people that he would like to reach through walking with Jesus. May I share these with you? First, the uniquenesses of walking with Jesus. One, it's a daily written and pictorial reflection on Scripture which draws the participant into the story, giving us an understanding of context, culture, historical timeline, as though we're there. Two, it's a systematic journey, usually chronological, which helps us understand the timeline and the flow of the Bible story within global history. Three, the audio, Walking with Jesus, could be especially helpful for visually challenged people. But for all of us, Pastor Doug's voice helps the story come alive and builds a relationship with him. The audio may be paused at any time for further reflection or prayer or even re-listening. Four, all past walks are archived, thus available at any time, so you never need to miss one. Five, the Engage page on our apps invite feedback. Walking with Jesus is intended to be interactive and a global community of people on a journey together with each other and with Jesus. And six, the Android and iPhone apps provide the easiest access to Walking with Jesus. Within a few years, nearly every place on planet Earth will have internet accessibility, and nearly 80% of the world's population will have a cell phone. Think about that, my friends. Now, may I give you 21 specific people groups that I believe walking with Jesus could be greatly helpful for. First, growing Christians. God is stirring in many Christians a desire for moving to a new place of spiritual vitality, of dynamic growth, of authenticity in their spiritual life. Many long for a spiritual aliveness like they've never had before. Walking with Jesus is designed for them. Two, the Dunns, the fastest growing religious group in North America and Western Europe. These are people who have been affiliated with and active attendees of church, but are done with church, distancing themselves from any organized church or even church buildings. Yet, they remain interested in the Bible and nurturing their relationship with God. Walking with Jesus is especially designed for these kinds of friends. Three, the Nuns, also a fast-growing non-religious group in North America and Western Europe. These are not atheists. They are people who simply feel no need for any organized religion in their lives, and many do not sense any particular desire for a God relationship. The Walking with Jesus provides a personal, private, at-my-own-pace, in-my-own-time approach. Number four, widows and widowers. These dear folks often feel they don't fit any longer with their church family and their friends since their spouse is gone. Yet they are deeply lonely and have an even stronger desire now for their spiritual life to grow and their relationship with God to be nourished. The friendly, familiar voice and solid teaching of walking with Jesus and the interactive potential can fill several voids in the lives of widows and widowers. Number five, retired couples. Often, these couples now have time, like never before, to develop a daily spiritual time together in God's Word and prayer. Walking with Jesus may provide a perfect journey for them together, especially if the wife is perceived by the husband to be a bit more advanced spiritually. Number six, the undiscipled. Churches are filled today with people who attend fairly regularly, but rarely bring a Bible with them to church, rarely take a note, and through the week they are not part of a group or personal Bible study. Their Bible intake is limited primarily to the Sunday sermon, which truthfully is often forgot within hours. Number seven, home groups or Bible study leaders. Many people have been asked to lead home groups or Bible study groups, yet they themselves have very little Bible training. Walking with Jesus could be an ideal experience for the group to read and listen together and then discuss the scripture passage. 8. Limited training church leaders. In many parts of the world, Christianity is growing very rapidly, even faster than qualified church leaders are able to be adequately trained. Often, these pastors are bivocational, so they have little time for study or continuing education, yet their churches are growing rapidly. In some cases, they're actually overseeing several little churches. Walking with Jesus can provide daily personal Bible training for these pastors, available 24/7 via the internet. 9. New believers. New believers in Jesus worldwide need discipleship to grow in their newfound Christian faith. Walking with Jesus provides a unique, personal, private discipleship journey that will nurture a new believer rapidly and can achieve maximum results by growing at your own pace rather than sometimes being lost in a group setting. Number 10, university students. Away from family and home religious expectations, college years are often years for spiritual exploration. Walking with Jesus is ideal for a young adult who feels the freedom to be on a personal, private, spiritual journey apart from expectations of family. Number 11, cautious or fearful seekers. Communist, Muslim, or other societies that create an atmosphere of fear and intimidation for persons who have an interest in Jesus Christ and the Bible are worldwide. Walking with Jesus is ideal for a personal, private investigation of Jesus and the Bible for these people. Number 12, military personnel. The military environment often creates an interest in God, especially the closer one gets to the possibility of serious injury, capture, or death. Increasingly, chaplains are being restricted in the spiritual help they are permitted to offer service personnel. Loneliness, apart from friends and family, creates vulnerability to pornography and many other dangerous illusions. Walking with Jesus could be God's ideal provision for our military personnel. 13. Refugees and immigrants. God is bringing huge numbers of people from around the world, many from places where missionaries and/or the gospel were restricted. Now, as they transition, they are anxious to learn English well, learn how to adjust to their new home, and in many cases they are open to considering the Bible and Christianity, but fearful of doing so in public or even with another person. Walking with Jesus, especially available through cell phone app, is ideal for these folks. As a Christian befriends them, walking with Jesus could be a wonderful tool for discussion, ESL, and discipleship. Shut-ins or others unable to attend church regularly. While many church services are available online or TV, the daily discipleship in community, which Walking with Jesus offers, is unique. Number 15, one-on-one discipleship. Often, one-on-one or triad discipleship relationships need something that facilitates the discussion. Walking with Jesus could be helpful for such discussions and with cell phone app could be available anywhere, anytime. Number 16 is our aging population. The elderly segment of our world population is growing rapidly, and as their mobility declines, their need for entertainment increases. As their mental capacity begins to wane, they need mind stimulation. Walking with Jesus is designed to be helpful with these needs, either in group settings or individual. The intake of God's Word, visually and auditorily, could be powerfully used by the Holy Spirit in their lives. And available on cell phone app, these folks could listen repeatedly day and night. And we hope Pastor Doug's voice will be a soothing companion, especially in those long sleepless nights. Number 17, Missionary ESL. English as a second language is a powerful missionary tool in many nations, especially restricted access nations. Walking with Jesus might be helpful as ESL students are able to listen and read through their cell phone app for extended hours and refine or expand their English, but also pursue their interest in Christianity in privacy. Number 18, prison. God does very special work in the lives of the incarcerated. If accessible to them, walking with Jesus might be powerfully used of God for any incarcerated person. Number 19, the previously incarcerated. Often, newly released prisoners are at great risk during that first year out of confinement. Employers are sometimes reluctant to risk employing them. Their only friends are their family and old friends, but returning to those relationships might quickly draw them back into old illegal culture and habits. Churches are sometimes leery of welcoming ex-cons. Walking with Jesus might be really helpful for their daily discipleship journey, especially if they're able to be connected to someone who will spend time regularly with them in helping them re-enter into society with discipleship. Number 20, missionaries. Missionary life can be the most complex spiritual warfare life of all. Away from family, friends, and home, missionaries normally are in a place with limited spiritual community to support. Low responsiveness or high-stress living can create the perfect storm of vulnerability to dark kingdom spiritual warfare. Walking with Jesus, with both the personal touch and the larger global community connection, may be the daily spiritual infusion some missionaries need to keep going and stay emotionally and spiritually strong in the fight. And finally, number 21, traveling professionals. There are large numbers of people who travel frequently as part of their vocation, over-the-road truckers, sales representatives with large regions of clients, business people on foreign assignment for extended periods of time, some vocations requiring week-long periods on location or on call, etc. Away from family and support networks, these people are vulnerable in hotel rooms to the appeal of pay-per-view TV or other destructive entertainment. The relational style of walking with Jesus and the power of God's Word working in hearts and minds could save marriages and families from destruction and keep the professional nurturing their spiritual vitality while away from home, family, and even their home church. Oh, my friends, I hope you're as excited as we are about walking with Jesus, and we hope you'll feel free to share it with whomever God places on your heart who you think may benefit from it. God bless you today as you continue to walk with Jesus, and please be praying for us. Thank you.